Here's a featured clip from one of your favorite Podcast One shows.
The only thing I miss playing in the NBA is the bus ride on the road after a win. That's the only thing I miss.
What was so great about it?
Because it was like...
Because Jordan was playing cards in the back?
We're playing cards. The everyone kind of had... You just had a moment of relief, you know, because you're always... you were serious before the game. You know, if you lost the game, you know, you just had so much pride. You didn't, like, joke after a loss. But in that moment, when you're on the road, there was just the one moment where everyone just took a deep breath and you had fun. And that's the only thing I miss is the bus ride from the arena to the plane on the road, because it was great. It was always loud. Everyone was joking. The coaches were happy. The players were happy. And at the time, the media would travel on you. So, you know, you just had – it was just that moment. And then once you got on the plane, it was back to business because, you know, you're going to the next city and you had to begin the process of getting ready for either the next game or wherever, you know, going back home for whatever you were doing. But I missed that little moment because it was so much fun during that time.
What was Jordan like on the bus after a loss, though? What was that like?
It wasn't fun, you know, because the Bulls in that time, we knew we weren't going to win every game, but we felt we had an opportunity to try to win every game. And anyone who's been around Jordan, I think everyone knows this about him, but that's been said enough, but he was truly a competitor in every sense of the word. So for him to lose, it was like a personal... He took it so personal when he lost, and he was very competitive in the sense that, you know, he was a great individual player, but he was a better teammate, and he really wanted to win every single game. And I remember asking him one time after a loss, I was like, you know what, you know, why do you get so upset? Like, you lose, we got another game tomorrow. And he was like, you know what, I'm never going to accept losing, you know, and my attitude... And he explained this to me. He said, my attitude is I'm never going to accept losing, but this is how I look at it. I just ran out of time that night. If I had one more minute, we could have won that game. So he kind of taught me how never to look at a loss that you beat me. You know what? I just ran out of time that night, and we're going to play again. And I asked him where he got that mentality from. He was like, because when you play in the playgrounds, what's the first thing you say when you play? Let's play again. So he always had the attitude to let's play again. Let's play again. Let's play again. And that rubbed off on me because I began to realize the reason he was such a great player is because he was always playing a game when the game was really only 0-0. He never looked at the score.
Come on.
If you watch him, you know how teams get up 20 and then they kind of lose focus. He always looked at the score 0-0. And if you ever interview him, ask him this, he would always ask us if we were up during the game, what's the score of the game? And he would always ask the young players that because he knew the young players were going to look at the score and say the game. And we would always laugh. And we would have, like, call silly fines. And we would fine the player for not saying the score is not 0-0. He always attacked the game as if it was always 0-0.
That's amazing.
And that was just a different way of looking at the world, which I thought was interesting. But it explained to me why he was so competitive because the score was always tied with him. It was always 0-0. And he just attacked every possession, every time he played, he just attacked the game.
To hear more, click on the full show link in the Podcast One app or go to podcastonesports.com.